But you know, just to throw somebody in the house,
yeah,
he feels better. Yeah.
She usually comes over on Sunday, but yesterday she said she didn't feel like it. So we went over there a couple of times. Gay went over there yesterday, man. She was going to Atlanta with us to see Sue. You know, she's crazy about Sue.
I know she is.
She's just foolish about her, but she won't go much bit. I think it'd do her good if she would, but...
It probably would.
She said she just didn't feel like it. And so we went on with that. She's playing two or three times to go.
And she don't go.
She back out. I guess she's just not up to it. I don't know.
I don't think so. But one thing about it, she got to make up in her mind. Mr. Harvey's gone now. And she just got to ask the Lord to help her to get over it. Because when Rhymey died, there wasn't anybody left but me.
That's right. You're right by yourself.
Right by myself. But Boney wouldn't take her children home. So I tried to get them. Rhymey tried to get them, take them before she died. They wouldn't do it. As soon as she died, she took them.
But you couldn't look after them.
Oh, yes, I could. But they didn't. They took them home. And so I let him alone for a while. Charles stayed up here with me. And he was getting to be a young man. I told Bo it was best to take him home.
Yeah.
Because the daddy needs to be around Bo with.
That's responsibility.
But they just the same in Miami today, just like they did then.
Well, that's good.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I know Miami looked after him. Well, she was like a mother to you, wasn't
that's
she,
right.
When your mother died? How old were you when your mother died?
7. And she was 16.
I knew she was a good bit old.
That's right, Bo was 12.
Just the three of them?
No, we had two more. Sister
and your sister in Chattanooga?
She did. The brother did. Everybody did, just me and Bo.
All right.
But I was afraid so much was happening to young Bo was, but when I got sick, he was sending him up here to stay with me and that. Now they wouldn't leave out this house unless I tell them to go. They said, see, they the same thing today as they were then.
Well, that's wonderful. It sure is.
I hear a lot of people speaking well of them. And I don't think about it, so really had good reason.
Yeah, well, I know you all tried. I know you and Mommy and...
And they the same
and
thing.
And Mom and Daddy, too.
And Bo said, Joe doesn't go anywhere now. He comes to school. He learns a lot. I think he said... He made 794 or 96 points and something about the college.
Board.
He made it.
Well, good. Good.
Because Joe was always smarter than Charles in school anyway.
Just better in books.
Bo didn't want to say it because Charles in a way was his pick, but me and Mama would always tell him that. And Bo said when he get home now, when he was watching playing basketball, but he suffered with asthma a lot when he was coming up. And he said the coaches didn't treat him right. And Bo told him if he wanted to quit, so he just quit. And so he don't play basketball. And he just look at television and study. He just always would do it.
Well, that's good. That
he said once he wanted to be a doctor. So Charles don't want him to join the army like he did. He said Joe couldn't stand it.
Be too rough on him.
That's what he said. Bo said he just tell the T they don't want Joe to join.
And Joe's in the paratroopers.
Charles.
Yeah.
And Joe here finished school this year.
I'm glad they're pulling out of Vietnam.
I am too.
Telling you, I know that was glad that had a boy in service word.
Yeah.